and conclude our series of shiurim on the concept Ketzer Oysa Halos Chayra B'Parasa Shal Chaveray. There's a tshuva in the Shalos, a tshuva is Igris Moshe Ora Chayim Chelik Dalet Simen Ayin Vav. Ramosha discusses if one can use Maisa money to buy a lottery ticket for Tztaka. So Ramosha differentiates between two types of raffles that tzedakas conduct. If there is a specific amount of raffles that are going to be sold, this is the amount that's going to be sold. So it may be a very high number. There may be 5,000 raffles sold. But still, it's considered an investment. So it's, and therefore, you cannot use Maisa money to buy that raffle. However, if the way that Tztaka operates is that they're trying to raise as much funds for the Tztaka as possible, and therefore there is no specific amount of raffles that are going to be sold. As long as they're going to be able to sell raffles, that's as many raffles as are going to be sold. So when somebody buys such a raffle, you can't say that he's making an investment. You can't say a person's making an investment that he doesn't even know what are the risks and what are the chances of winning. And therefore, that's certainly considered just like spending money on Tztaka, and you could use Maisa money. Ramosha, however, does conclude that if at the end that raffle that you bought with Maisa money ends up winning, so who is the owner of the prize? Is the Maiser the owner of the prize, or are you the owner of the prize? So he says that the owner of the prize is the person who bought the raffle. And again, using the same concept, you can't say that it was the Tztaka fund that bought the gyro, that bought the raffle, because it's not considered an investment. Rather, the way we look at the prize is that the prize is not connected to the investment of buying the raffle. Because he says buying the raffle cannot be considered in any way an investment. Rather, the way to look at this transaction is as follows. Interesting approach. He says the buying of the raffle with the Maisa money is considered using Tztaka money for a Tztaka. The prize that you win is not considered, it's considered like a matana. It's like a gift that you're receiving from the Tztaka, and therefore it's not connected. However, he does say that it would be appropriate that if you won, two things. Number one, the money, the amount that you spent for the raffle should be returned to your Maiser fund. And number two, from the prize that you won, you should take off Maiser. And that Maiser that you take off, you should give back to the Tztaka who's conducting this raffle. However, the Shaias HaTshuvas Evan Yisrael disagrees with Igris Moshe. Because he says, here we apply the concept, Ketzer Oysa Halo Schoir B'Parasa Shechaveroi. I can't do any business. I can't do any transaction with money and it doesn't belong to me. And therefore he says, if I used Maisa money to buy a raffle and I win, the entire winning belongs to Maisa. Moreover, he says, you can't look at this as a gift because since it's certainly connected to the money that I paid for the raffle, there's certainly, you can't divide this into two separate gifts. And therefore he says, if you're going to use Maisa money for it, then you need to know that if you win, the prize won't be yours. The prize belongs to Tzedakah. Another area in halacha, with this concept of Ketzer Oysa Halach, Schayre Prasa Shal Chaveroi, is in a tshuva that I saw from the Shalos of Tshuvas, Shevet Halevi, Chelik Tes, Simit Shinhei. A question that comes up very often. There's someone who has a job that his job takes him on many trips, air trips. And we know that when somebody takes an air trip, he gets miles. And if he accumulates enough miles, he could use those miles to get free travel. And the question that was asked from Rav Ozner Zatzal was exactly this shaila, where there's an employee of a company who's done travel on behalf of the company, and now he accumulated miles, but all those miles he accumulated who's entitled to those miles? The employee or the employer? So first he wants to connect it to a shaila, which we find very often in Shas, where somebody asked a shliach to go to a store to buy apples for him. And the storekeeper gave him more apples. There was chas v'shalom, no genevi here, no ribbis here. The storekeeper, let's say, a pound of apples is a dollar. So somebody gave me a dollar and told me to go to the store to buy a pound of apples. I come to the store, and the storekeeper says, for you, I'm going to throw in an extra apple. So the question is, who does that extra apple belong to? Does it belong to the person who sent me, or does it belong to me? The question is, who did this storekeeper intend to give this extra apple to? To the mishaleich or the shliach? However, says Rav Ozner, that's not the question. Because there it's a question of, does the storekeeper mean to give a gift? And maybe it's presumably he meant to give the shliach a gift. Or did he mean to give a better price? And that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with me. Here he says that this is, it seems to be our Gemara. Ketzer Oysa Halach b'Parasa Shel Chaveroi. I'm earning these miles with your money, that you pay for airfare tickets for me to do my job. So he says, one nafkamina he wants to say is it depends as follows. If all airlines give the same prize to everyone, so then he says that there's a stronger argument it should belong to the employer. Because I didn't do anything. The air tickets come with miles. All airlines give the same reward, and therefore maybe it should belong to the employer who paid for the tickets. If, however, not all airlines have the same program, and I chose to go on the airline that has a better program, and maybe it wasn't even necessarily more convenient for me to travel with that airline, so there's a stronger argument that I should be entitled to the points, because I could have chosen a different airline. By me choosing this airline that gives the points, I may be entitled to it. However, still, he says, what is the point of the points that the airlines give? The point of these points is to encourage people to do business with their airline. And therefore, the person who's spending the money is the person who the airline wants to encourage. It's not me who's not spending any money. It's not the traveler. It's the person who is giving them money to earn. And therefore, Rav Volzner is very not clear and seems to be leaning that the points that are received belong to the employer, not to the employee. There's a tshuva in the Shalos Tshuvos Chelkas Yaakov. There was a shul that was closing. It was a changing neighborhood, and there was no longer enough mispalalim in that shul. So they had a Sefer Torah. They let a yeshiva who needed a Sefer Torah use their Sefer Torah. Obviously, they didn't ask for any payment for the use of the Sefer Torah. And there was a terrible story. That yeshiva had a fire, and the Sefer Torah was burnt. And people hearing of this terrible tragedy, had a Sefer Torah and the yeshiva was burnt, want to donate a new Sefer Torah to that yeshiva. So a new Sefer Torah is being donated. And the question now is, who should own that Sefer Torah? The owners of the Sefer Torah say, it's our Sefer Torah that was burnt. So if there's a new Sefer Torah being written to replace it, it should belong to us. The yeshiva is saying, we were Shomrei Chinam of the Sefer Torah, and we therefore, there was an oinus, and we should, we don't owe you anything, and the new Sefer Torah should come to us. So, first he establishes that we're going to learn in our Masechta that the halachas of Shomrim don't apply to Hegdish. He says, however, a yeshiva is not considered in the category of Hegdish that are excluded from the halachas of Shomrim. Here, however, it's not even clear, he suggests, that the yeshiva is considered a shomer. It's not like the yeshiva accepted, assumed upon themselves responsibility of all the halachas of shomerim. That's one point he makes. Number two. What's one of the arguments of those that own the Sefer Torah? That this yeshiva should be considered a shoyl. And as we're learning, a shoyl is chayiv an oinsim. So even though there was this terrible fire, which was an oinus, the halacha should be that the shoyl is obligated to pay back the Sefer Torah. He explains that that isn't true. Because in our Masechta, we learn many times that why indeed is the halacha that a shoyl is treated so strictly, that he's chayif even for einsim, even though we learn b'kol ha'tayra kula, einus rachmana patre. So the halacha, the reason is, the Gemara says it many times, because what makes a shoyl unique is because kol hanor shaloi. All of the benefit goes to the shoyl. Here, however, it isn't such a case. Certainly, if we go back to what we learned in the previous perek, the concept of pruta de Rabbi Yosef, but moreover, if somebody has a Sefer Torah and it's not being used, and now he finds a yeshiva that's going to use the Sefer Torah, you can't say that's a typical case of a shoyl. But then he goes on to another situation. Why is this not an algmar? Why is this not considered oisus soichayru prosher shachaveroi? That this yeshiva is going to be receiving now a Sefer Torah because of the Sefer Torah that belonged to that community. That, as we learned now, there's a chiv. So the answer is that in our Mishnah, the shoyl is obligated to pay a parah because he's a shoyl. He's a full-fledged shoyl. He's chayiv and einsim. And the only question is, who should he pay that payment to? To the owner of the cow? Or should he pay it to the soicher of the cow? So as we said at the beginning of the first shiur in this series of shiurim, that the way most Rishonim explain the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, because when the shoyl lends the Sefer Torah from the soicher, the shoyl comes into the place of the soicher. And now, it's not like the shoyl says to the owner of the parah, I don't know you, I have no relationship with you. On the contrary, when I lend the cow that somebody else rented, the moment I borrow that cow, I become now in the place of the soicher, and it's me and the owner that are having a relationship. Here, as we're explaining, there is no chiv einsim. The yeshiva, who is the shoyl, is not obligated to pay anything for the various reasons that we've given in our shiur now. So if the shoyl has no chiv, even if we'll say there's a concept case, that's only a case where I'm a shoyl and I'm chayv and einsim. But if I'm not a shoyl that's chayv and einsim, as we're saying, and now the yeshiva is receiving donations, the donations belong to the yeshiva. If the yeshiva receives a new Sefer Torah, it belongs to the yeshiva and not to the owners of those who lent them their Sefer Torah.